6 to 9 on Smile.
On Smile 90.4 FM.
Were there things that you remember wanting to do before you turned 16? Hmm. Right. And just, you know, think about this from all aspects of life, right? But specifically school. Mm. It's an awkward age just before 16 because you're not 16 and you're now a teenager, right? So you're like the 13, 14, you've just shifted through. For guys, it's a surge of testosterone. You've got hair in places that you've like, hey, man. Mm. I didn't even know that hair goes, but there it is, and that's where it is. You're going through that rush of the hormones, yeah. Both as a male and a female.
Yeah.
And you're reaching an age where you're almost mature, but you're still young. Mm. You know, you still have a mind and a mentality of a slightly younger person. Yes, it works both ways. There are people that are, you know, 16 going on 30, but there are people that are 16 going on, you know, 12.
Yeah.
So having thought about that, I thought about things that everyone should at least do once before the age of 16. Things like getting so upset with your folks that you're going, I'm leaving home. That's it. I am leaving. And I can guarantee you we've all said that.
True, and it didn't happen.
It didn't happen. Yeah. And my mom said, go. You think you want to go?
Yeah, exactly.
Go. I said, I'm going. I am in my room packing a bag right now. Is that cool? Top drawers, underwear. I folded them, I know. She gave me all the list of things I'd need in my bag. And then I walked. I stamped on the floor. I am leaving now. I'm going. This is me going. But you know what you want? You just want someone to say, stay.
Exactly.
And then remember, I'm getting angry. I didn't go far. I went three houses down to, I couldn't remember, Mr. Robertson or so-and-so.
I didn't realize.
I was going to sit you on the fence for a bit and then go home. I got hungry. I was wondering what's in the fridge at home. I missed out, and I was like, maybe I should just go apologize.
So back in the days when I think I was in grade 1 or 2, it used to be called sub A and sub B.
Yes.
We had those small little brown cardboard that looked like a little small suitcase. That was our, our school bag.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I can't even remember what happened at home, but I know my parents was quite upset with me. And I said, today's the day I'm going to pack my bags. And my mom said, by all means, you can leave the home. And I emptied all my school stuff, and I took that little suitcase, and I think I had a fruit. I can't remember. Apple, banana. And, you know, when my kids grew up, they had Barney the dinosaur.
Yes.
And in our days, we had Casimir. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes, I do.
So I had a Casimir doll and a blanket, two reading books, Boot and Sarki, in the school bag,
yep.
And off I went. And I just walked into a direction. I can't even remember in which direction I went. And about four blocks away, without knowing, my dad was following me. And he said, oh, so you're on your way? I said, yes, and I'm not coming back. He said, well, I wish you all the best. And at about block number 5 or 6, he actually called me. And, back in the days, if we didn't listen, we got
booked. Correct.
And, I must say that is quite a story to tell. And, listening to your story, I think it's an absolute laugh.
I tell you, are you lucky, Carla, that your dad at least followed you down the road? My mom knew I wouldn't go more than four houses away. She knew that
you're going to come back.
My every 30-minute check of the fridge would not be the same. I literally got to the corner of the road. I'll never forget. There was a guy, and I sat on his bench and on the little thing outside, and I was like, I really want this to work out for me.
Yeah.
But I'm really hungry.
Terug huis toe, gaat jy.
Follow us on Instagram @ Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.